watch or a bracelet
uh-huh.
or a wrist watch.
And something you could carry your money in.
Purse.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains.
Parasol.
Is there another name for that?
Umbrella.
Is that the same thing?
Umbrella, yeah, same thing, yeah.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover is called the...
Last thing you put on what?
On a bed.
Bedspread.
What did women used to make to put on?
Quilts.
Uh-huh.
They make quilts and they make bedspread. My wife, she's made bedspreads.
You still make them?
No. I knit grass.
Uh-huh.
Sewn together, it's real pretty. And it's all colors. Yeah. They used to call them counterpins, didn't
they? Yeah, you can call them counterpins. They used to call them the old time maker. They'd buy one and say, I want a counterpin to go on with
uh-huh.
it. But now they call them bedspreads. They don't call them counterpins.
No, they don't call them counterpins.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillar.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
How far across did it go?
It goes across your bed, all the way across your bed. The end of the bed.
Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children to sleep on, down the floor, you'd make a
pallet on the floor without a quilt.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you have an extra bed on the bed, you put that down, a mattress, something uh-huh. like that.
What different kinds of land are there?
Land. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a sandy land, there's a red clay land, there's gumbo land, there's post oak land, and there's prairie land.
What's post oak land?
Well, it's a kind of a cold-natured land and a kind of a stiff, sand. It's kind of a stiff, packed sand.
What do you mean cold-natured?
Well, that's a low land. It's a glade land, kind of a glade. It's a hard packed land, and it stays packed. You can plow it up or dist it, and come rain on, it's packed back down tight again that way. And it's a cold natured land. You have to put a kind of fertilizer on, mostly barnyard fertilizer, mm-hmm. for to warm it up, for it to make anything. Or you put nitrous sodium on it, fertilizer and stuff with nitrous sodium, and you have to put that kind of land on a bed. You can't put it down low like it's called in a water fur and leave it, your land flat. You have to take your plows and bed it up in ridges like
mm-hmm.
for it to make.
What's prairie land like?
Well, it's a dark land. It's not plumb black, but it's dark, when it gets wet, it's so sticky, till you walk across it, you get so much mud on your shoes, you have to take a paddle and get it off.
Is that the same as gumbo there?
Yeah, something like gumbo. Of course, there's a prairie gumbo and there's a hill gumbo. Of course, now this hill gumbo, it's a kind of a red-like land. But the prairie gumbo is what they call a black land. It's dark, it's not jet black, but it's dark, something like dark as that there crystal post out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now when it gets wet, it's darker than it is when it's dry.
What sort of things would you grow in a prairie?
Well, you grow a hay on it, and you can grow corn on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't grow cane on the sugar cane. If you do, the juice is not fit to drink, or it's not fit to make syrup out of.
Why is that?
Well, it's a different nature land it is.
What kind of nature land does sugar?
Well, you want hill land, loose sandy land.
Mm-hmm.